real main challenge has been getting forests and food security onto the global agenda. And this conference really did highlight how important forests and trees are in complex landscapes are for food security and nutrition. The recognition of that has sort of been embraced much more widely by policymakers and others at this meeting. And the conference statement basically is headed, you know, forests and trees are essential for global food security. And this is a major step forward, because when people talk about food security, we think in terms of more rice, more wheat, more agricultural commodities, rather than the role of forests and trees in achieving food security.
Well, insects turned out to be one of the biggest highlights at the conference and their critical role to fighting world hunger. Going forward, where do you think this will go in terms of the world recognizing the use of insects?
It's an interesting one. One of the things that came up in the conference was, you know, they're not to everybody's taste. It's going to be a tough sell, I think, to most people in the West that insects can play a role in food security. But of course, in many developing countries, insects already play an incredibly important role in protein provision and, you know, widely accepted in terms of general dietary use. Whether or not that's going to translate into more protein intake in Western diets is a questionable point. But one of the speakers actually from Thailand showed some very interesting products that are actually made from processed insects and edible sources of insects. And so, you know, there are ways and means of integrating insect protein into sustainable diets.
What are some of the key challenges in increasing the role of forest in food security?
I think the key challenge is the acceptance of forests and forested landscapes as part of food security. I mean, we talk about forests and trees, and the general perception is that it's a conservation focus. And while that may be true in many respects, the role of forests in provisioning and ecosystem services have been long neglected. And I think that the challenge is to get people to think of forests and forested landscapes on the food security agenda. And I think a lot of evidence was presented this week that provides exactly that. 40% of the world's food is grown by smallholders in complex landscapes. Up to 1.6 billion people derive some form of income or contribution to their livelihoods from forested landscapes. So some of the numbers are astronomical, and I think that, you know, getting those numbers accepted and out there in terms of the wider development and policy arena is extremely important, and I think this conference has been very instrumental in doing that.
With the world's population rapidly expanding, there's almost a billion people who actually go hungry every day. Looking ahead, what do you think people will be doing for food production in the future? What will they be relying on to get their food?
The simplistic argument that more people equates to more food needs to be produced is one that's been a very compelling discussion. I think that you mentioned there are, you know, almost a billion people that go hungry every day. We're also living in a world with 2 million people who are obese or overweight. The argument is that we do actually grow enough food, and there's strong evidence to suggest that we do, but the distribution and equity patterns of that food and who it reaches have yet to be addressed. And so there are many political issues related to food distribution that really play as important a role in food security as production itself. So I think, you know, we need to reappraise this sort of simplistic notion that more people equates to the need to grow more food, and which often come at the expense of natural systems. So there's a wider and I think more nuanced discussion that needs to be had. And again, I think this conference was very instrumental in highlighting some of these issues.